If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, we've been watching Stilfontein, and I promise that we're going to be focusing quite a bit of attention to this particular story. On the line with us for reaction is Zwelinzi Mavavi, SATU General Secretary. A very good evening, Mr. Vavi, and thank you so much for making time for us.
And happy New Year to you too.
Thank you so much for that. Just your reaction. I believe maybe you may have heard the news already that the rescue operation at Stilfontein has been called off. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I was watching the fellow who's heading that operation, who says, look, they seemingly have reached the end, and that there was no one coming out, or there were no bodies being discovered by 4 o'clock this afternoon. And therefore, they say they will go back tomorrow morning just to make sure that indeed they are not leaving anybody behind. And we were worried about that statement, by the way, Pamela, because this guy says they are going to be attaching a voice recorder on their lift, on their cage, to check out if there's anybody screaming. And let me give you something like a view of how a mine is underground. It's like a tall building with various floors, layers. In the case of shaft 11, the first layer is 1.6 kilometers deep, and the last layer is 2.8 kilometers deep. In each and every layer, just like a building, you walk into the underground for kilometers when you search for gold.
Yes.
And you come back to what they call the station, where normally you will get the lift. We are worried that these guys may not be walking to search for bodies. Just imagine if people have not had any food from November, December. How many of them will be able to walk back into the station in each and every floor? That's the first part. The second part is that there is a way out of, and the only way out of the shaft 11 is through shaft 10.
Yes.
But it takes 37 hours of crawling in a 1.5 meter length, meaning you must crawl on your knees and on your arms for 37 hours to reach the next flight. The next shaft 10. Imagine if you have not had any food for weeks. How many of us are strong enough to be able to crawl for 37 hours to the next shaft? So we worried about that statement, that these guys must not be chasing profit. They have been given 12 million. And that they have said that they will take up to 16 days to finish this operation. Suddenly, on the third day, they say we're almost done. We're worried about that.
I mean, I don't know to what extent, you know, as SATU, you are now talking to government. Are you interacting at all? Are you bringing in your input? Because it does seem like many stakeholders are concerned about the decision to call off the rescue mission.
Look, we will reach out to the Minister of Police to just make sure that these guys do not hurriedly chase profit at the expense of the people's lives in that area. And that's the first point. The second point is, Pamela, and I'm glad that I'm getting this opportunity to just explain.
Yes.
I'm a former mine worker myself.
Yes.
I was an organizer of the NUM in that region.
Yes.
I know it as I know my own hand. There are 9 shafts there. What confuses many South Africans is that they have seen 1,500 people emerging on their own after government have stopped them receiving food. in the shaft 5 in Stilfontein.
Yes.
But shaft 5 is not connected to where this disaster is unfolding. Totally. This was a different mine. Bafelsfontein is another mining area, and Stilfontein is 12 kilometers away from Bafelsfontein. So the people who say they should have come out don't know that shaft 11, where the disaster is unfolding, is not linked to where they can come out. As I was just explaining, the only way out there is through that makeshift structure, and or if the government was to drop the cage as it is doing now.
So these are totally unrelated locations, is what you're trying to say.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, well, people say they have committed suicide. That's why how cold South Africans have become. They didn't want to come out. Government has given them ample time to come out. It is not practically possible. Once you get dropped by that rope and government remove that makeshift structure, you cannot come out on your own 2.8 kilometers underground. A lot of people don't understand that. They just get to see these people emerging and getting arrested in 12 point something kilometers away from where the disaster is unfolding.
Mr. Vavi, you make the point that, you know, obviously everybody now has an opinion. Just maybe give us a sense of what happened here. And I don't think it's even about Stilfontein, particularly this mine, but what we are seeing around the country with illegal mining that's happening in mines that were abandoned by owners, not properly closed, and so on. Just your actual explanation for those, as you are saying, who have opinions about, you know, as you're saying, committing suicide and the like. What has happened here?
Thank you for that question. We have characterized the unfolding tragedy in South Africa as the precipice. That's what SAFTU says. We have reached a point where we are marching towards a failed state. This is just one episode of it. The other episode relate to the fact that we are the rape capital of the world. We have men pregnanting kids at 12 years and kids giving birth in our public hospitals. Government have lost, or the police have lost, the ability to even identify the people who commit murder by 50% between 2012 and 2022. Our criminal justice system is on the knees, is dysfunctional. If you get raped, there is only 11% chance that you will get justice in our courts. Criminals are able to break into the offices of the Chief Justice and remove computers and equipment. They are able to move and remove cash in the head of intelligence. They are able to remove arms in the defense force and raid police stations. And South Africa, they say we have porous borders. Anybody can come in as they wish. And part of those who come in as they wish end up being lured to come and work in the mines by criminals, by crooks, by illicit mineral traders, and who send out people to go recruit these in the Eastern Cape, Lesotho, as well as Mozambique and Malawi, promising them honey and milk on earth. And when they arrive here, as Brigadier Martel was saying, they find out that the workstation is going to be, you go through a rope 2.8 kilometers down the bowels of the earth. And above all, this government, which now says it will take no responsibility, has the Mineral and Petroleum Resource Development Act passed in 2002 that says whenever you're going to close down a mine, the government must issue a certificate so that it holds you accountable, so that you are forced to ensure that there is environment management program, and that to ensure that you are not just walking away without taking your responsibilities. This government passed a National Environment Management Act in 1998 that says you shall rehabilitate the mine before you go. The Mine Health and Safety Act that says you shall seal the mine so that after you have finished your business, no one can just willy-nilly come in. There is a National Water Act. There is a Financial Provision Regulations Act. There is a National Environment Waste Act. There is an Environment Conservation Act. There is a Regional Special Planning and Land Use Management Act. All of this plethora of legislation have not been enforced. As a result, the Auditor General says you have 6,100 abandoned, ownerless, derelict mines where these zamazamas and these cooks are able to just go to the bowels of the earth mine, and they are saying that these minerals are worth between 5 and 22 billion rands every year. This government sleeping on this duty is now turning around and using xenophobia to whip up emotions of South Africa, who are very angry that 8 girls were raped in the West Bank and that these criminals have imposed a siege on the people of the West Bank, and who are now saying that all of these people must be collectively punished. Those that are in Stilfontein or anywhere else in Mpumalanga should be held accountable for the rape of those 8 girls. And unfortunately, this collective mentality cannot work in the court of law. And that's why we're saying, Pamela, should we get a confirmation that these 78 workers who have died because they were starved to death and they have dehydrated because they have not been given water since November, when the government have announced that they have a plan to rescue them. 21st of November until now, they have not done that. Now 78 people that should have not died have died. That's why we are characterizing this as a premeditated murder of black African workers by a black government.
I really appreciate your time. Zulinzi Mabavi, SATU General Secretary there, giving us their take on and reaction to the fact that this rescue operation has been called off. We'll obviously get an update tomorrow. I'm going to just take quickly two voice notes as our lineup, a community leader. We've been speaking to him for some time now, since last year, to get a sense of what the community feels about what's been happening overnight.
My sister, what's up now? I'm so hurt. Kintu tse it's along her now. But Baba, the illegal miners, they went voluntarily. They were told many times to come out of that mines. They didn't bother to do so. So because of they knew, okay, they will just play whatever they want to do. There are people who are standing now talking about how their rights were not this and that. There is a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old girl in the Free State who was raped, brutally abused. But things like that, nobody is standing up on those kind of things. GBV is there every day. People are being killed at gunpoint and so forth. How long is it to say but I guys know, man. Now we are expected, or government is going to pop up some money to help those kind of people who voluntarily went down there. Hi, come on, guys. No, man.
Good evening, Pamela. Yo, hi. Now that Mr. Zulinzi Mavavi is explaining how dangerous and how long do they take to crawl. Yo, this is dangerous. You know, all of this, mina, I blame employment. I'm 70 awoko in South Africa. Everybody, uzama whatever. No man have a beggar, timpilotabo, eating pain, but labanya bashonile. Se ukuthi nje umuntu nakushona langa abe na something ayibeke etafuleni for abantwana bakhe. Yo, this is sad. It's scary, it's sad really. My heart is breaking every day.
I just want to find out who owns those mines, who owns Stilfontein mine, and why government overtake the owners of the mine and make that operation without the consent from the mine owners. So which means, according to me, the government of South Africa are responsible for killing those people there. You see, so now they want to blame the owners. Why they jumped the owners? And where is the owners? You see, who gave government of South Africa authority to go look for these illegal miners? I want to know if the owner of the mine made agreement with South African government in order to go underground and looking for those people. They waste our money, they waste government money, they waste tax by doing this without following the procedure. Now they must be responsible for killing those people. Ramaphosa must be responsible.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.